Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you listen to federal officials, America's economy is recovering and strong compared to the beginning of the pandemic. That may be true in some parts of the country where the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that the number of job holders in states such as Arizona, Florida, Idaho, and Utah have increased by more than 7%. I wish I could tell you this good news also applies to Michigan, but the truth is almost exactly the opposite. Since the onset of the pandemic, the number of jobs in Michigan is up only 44,000, a paltry 0.9%. As detailed by the U.S. News & World Report, Michigan was the 46th among 50 states in job growth over the past 3 years. Only Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, and Maryland ranked lower. To give you just one example of how bad the jobs market is in Michigan, look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics data for the number of jobs in the auto and auto parts manufacturing industries. Over the past 4 years, Michigan has lost 5,300 of these jobs, while the other 49 states combined experienced an increase of 25,500 workers. Part of the problem might be related to the emphasis by Michigan state government to hand out billions of dollars of subsidies to major businesses instead of trying to make the state economically more attractive to create businesses and jobs. In recent years, the Michigan state government handed out hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, in subsidies to GM, Ford, and Stellantis, but still could not stop the loss of jobs in that industry. While Michigan Governor Whitmer has done about everything she could to prevent cutting Michigan's personal income tax rate, states like Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin have twice cut their personal tax rates over the past 3 years. In all, 25 other states have cut personal income tax rates since the beginning of 2021. It's no wonder that the state is one of the worst in the nation at attracting people looking for work. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.